This is the KASU 604 newscast for Tuesday, October 3rd. I'm Brandon Tabor. A Tennessee couple is among the victims of the mass shooting in Las Vegas. The Henry County Medical Center in Tennessee said in a statement yesterday that Sonny Melton died in the shooting. His wife, Heather Melton, who was with him when shots were fired, survived. Heather Melton told WZTV in Nashville that her husband, quote, saved my life and lost his. She says her husband was the most kind-hearted, loving man she ever met. Details began to emerge yesterday about some of the 58 killed and hundreds injured after a gunman opened fire on guests at the music festival in Las Vegas. President Trump and the First Lady are scheduled to visit Las Vegas tomorrow. As the state gears up for the start of medical marijuana sales, Arkansas is preparing for the debut of a new $60 million industry. Around 300 potential cannabis growers and distributors have already submitted license applications to the Department of Finance and Administration. Meanwhile, other industries in Arkansas are preparing for an influx of new clients. University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jabaraj discussed the topic in an interview with Talk Business and Politics.
In particular, we'd expect to see some security type jobs associated with this. A lot of legal consulting and legal work and accounting work, because there are a bevy of state, local, national laws that all conflict each other on medical marijuana.
Jabaraj says services like banking and heating and air conditioning will also be in higher demand once the medical pot industry gets going. The U.S. Supreme Court starts up again this week with a number of high-profile decisions that could ripple down to Arkansas. Justices have already agreed to hear briefs in several cases impacting LGBT rights, and UA Little Rock Bowen School of Law Associate Dean Teresa Viner says to expect even more to be picked up, including a petition filed by Lambda Legal for an individual in Georgia. Viner says it contends discriminating against sexual orientation amounts to sex discrimination, as contained in the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
The whole idea is that when you discriminate against somebody because they have a different sort of a different partner than you are expecting them to have, that they don't conform to your stereotype of appropriate male or female behavior because of that partner, it becomes a form of sex stereotyping. It works easiest when you don't conform to typical characteristics of your gender. That's the easiest way to show sex stereotyping.
She notes Arkansas law doesn't cover sexual orientation discrimination in employment. So a ruling adding a broader definition to sexual discrimination in the 1964 Civil Rights Act to include sexual orientation would aid those wishing to protect LGBT people from discrimination in Arkansas. And this is the second day of our fundraising campaign. Go online to KASU.org to give. KASU News.